The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And it's Fallchair Ash Quig on Hard Shoulder. It is Christmas Eve today for racing fans. The Cheltenham Festival gets underway tomorrow. One man making his debut is Tom Harney, and he joins me now. Tom, you're welcome to the show. So by this time tomorrow, you'll be done and dusted, I think. 10 to 5, that's when you're off, is it?
10 to 5, yeah. So, yeah, I'll be finished and I'll either be very low or very high. Hopefully we'll get a good spin and the horse will come home safe and sound and everyone have a great day.
Yeah, well, listen, fingers crossed for you in that regard. What's the mood like now? What are the feelings like now?
I suppose it's all very quiet. Well, it's quite quiet here at the moment. There's a lot going on with staff working, getting the bars ready and everything like that. But other than all the horses are kind of, they were all exercised this morning. It's kind of just waiting out for tomorrow. Feed them up there in a couple of, in a half an hour or so, and kind of tuck them in for the night and hopefully we'll get started then tomorrow.
So tell me about the preparation, Tom, that goes into getting yourself ready as a jockey, you know, before a big meet like this, particularly when you're riding for the first time.
Yeah, well, I suppose I'd be riding quite regularly. I was in Limerick yesterday. I had two rides. I don't really want to. I suppose you want to kind of keep it all the same, that you're not getting too overwhelmed with things, I suppose. But I haven't got the nervous feelings yet. It'll definitely hit tomorrow. But I do my regular routine. I exercised the horses there this morning. I didn't do anything out of the ordinary really, but it will be different than other meetings, I suppose.
And in terms of keeping in shape and everything, for people listening to this now who you know wouldn't have a foot in the kind of the racing world and wouldn't be familiar with it, how do you, you know, keep the weight down? How do you keep fit? How do you keep yourself primed for a big meet?
I suppose we're riding regularly and we exercise the horses every morning. Our bodies are kind of used to it. I suppose you have to be. We are a lot fitter than most other people. I suppose our legs would be a lot stronger for our actual weight. Yesterday I had to. You just have to keep an eye on your weight. I suppose I done 10 stone 5 yesterday. I'm 5'11" in height. It's probably, people might think that it sounds a bit mad to do that with them weights, but I'm just naturally light. There's other fellas in the weight room that are taller than me that can do that kind of weight. But you have to keep an eye on it. Obviously, you wouldn't be getting a pizza now tonight now if I'm riding tomorrow, but. We get used to it and you get to know your body and you can lose weight quite easy, I suppose.
Lots of people listening to this and think, Jace, I'd like to hear Tom's secret if he finds losing weight easy. So this is all kind of on foot of turning professional, Tom. That's kind of what's allowed it. How much are you enjoying the world of professional racing?
Oh, it's brilliant. I love it. Like I was an amateur jockey, and I suppose the opportunities kind of dried up in the sense of there's a limited amount of races, and the opportunity to ride winners in them races there weren't really there, because the big yards have a lot of the good horses and they have their own jockey for them. So my weight was good, and I decided in last July to turn professional, and I suppose I'm very happy I did. I wouldn't be in this position to have my first ride in Cheltenham, and I'm very grateful to my boss Ross O'Sullivan and the owner of the horse, Tommy Ward, for keeping me on him. I've won on this horse the last day, and they don't have to. I'm inexperienced, and they don't have to keep me on for the big stage. But I'm very grateful.
So, listen, what would it mean to you to be you know, riding up that hill at Cheltenham and to hear the roar?
Oh, sure. It's mad. I remember Mitchell School to go watch and tell them this is what anyone, even the stable staff that never want to ride in a race, this is what it's all about. Cheltenham, the buzz of the roar of the crowd. You'll see tomorrow at 1:30, the first race, and there'll be 60 or 70,000 people here, and there'll be a huge roar when the white flag is dropped and the horses set off about the race. But it's special. Yeah, no, I've been here as a stable hand in the past, but to ride now, it'll be very exciting.
Well, listen, we wish you the absolute best of luck. 10 to 5 tomorrow. What's the horse's name?
Eagles Rain
tomorrow. Tom Harney is going to be in the saddle, like I say, 10 to 5, 4:50 in Cheltenham. Tom, it's been an absolute pleasure. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much for having me on.
Davey Russell is with me now as well. Davey, good to chat. Commiserations on the old Dancing with the Stars result.
Oh, sure enough, for shame.
It is. It's a travesty. Yeah. I'd be demanding a recount if I were you, Davey. Well, listen, it frees you up, I guess, for the week ahead. So are you looking forward to Cheltenham?
I am, but still there's actually plenty to do in the show. Now we've the final to look forward to, so I have another dance to do at the weekend. So not as big and not as important, but I still have to be involved. I was lucky enough to get a break to come over here, pop over here today. So I'm going to get tomorrow out of it.
What are you looking forward to most then over the next few days of racing? What races in particular? What horses?
I suppose, I mean, I'm just a huge fan, really. Now I have to admit, I there's something about Cheltenham is very special, but I'd like to see the novices. I suppose, you know, the 2 mile race, they're very open races tomorrow. It's very difficult to actually put your hand up and see which horse you're really confident about. Obviously, we don't have Constitution Hill running, so there's going to be a new champion hurdler this year, whether it'll be Stateman or something coming from left field. But the champion hurdle is always the main event on the first day, and it's the speed event. I was actually on the track this morning. The ground is in good condition. The track is actually in great condition. There's plenty of good cover of grass on it. It's no different than the past couple of years ground-wise. If it doesn't rain, it'll be perfect, you know, just easy side for National Hunt Racing. So really looking forward to it.
And what is the forecast?
There's a bit of rain about. I know I was speaking to the guys at home and they said there's a weather warning at home, but not as bad over here. But then again, this can be a long 4 days. So there's a small bit of rain about, but it's a bit overcast, but nothing too bad.
All right. So the going looks fairly favourable if that rain stays away to a large degree. Tell me, I mean, what is it that's so special about Cheltenham, Davey? Because there's plenty of other festivals.
There is, and I don't really know, but I suppose, look, come here, I was brought up with the mystique of Cheltenham from my dad. Dad used to travel over and he used to come back with these tales of Cheltenham and the Irish. And you must remember, we went to Cheltenham, you know, scraping 1-2 winners, and the joy that it brought to a community when you'd get one of them. Now we're going to Cheltenham, and if we don't kind of get to the far side of kind of 10 or 12 or 15 winners, it's kind of a bit of a disappointment.
Sure, we're spoiled, really, Davey.
We're spoiled, but we're actually very good at the game. But, you know, we're as a country, we're actually exceptional at it. Look, it plays a big part to the likes of Willie Mullins and Gordon Elliott and Henry de Bromhead. But for some reason, there are trainers out there. You know, I heard you speak about Ross O'Sullivan there. Like, he's an up and coming trainer. There's plenty of guys out there now with runners over here that could surprise.
Well, listen, we're going to be touching base with some of those runners and riders, some of those trainers as well over the next couple of days. Shark Hanlon amongst them, actually, and the great story of Hewick, the €850 horse. My kids were up in his yard only a few days ago to see Hewick off. So much excitement in our house, much excitement up and down the country. We all look forward to it. Davey, thanks a million for joining us. As always, great to chat to you. Go on.
And there might be a runner from your local Point of Wine taking part over there as well, so it can bring you closer to the action. I know you were at the Point of Wine this year, so it's amazing in the country we're in that you can go to a Point of Wine on a Sunday, come home then, and you might see one of them horses in the future running at a Cheltenham Festival. So that's the beauty of our sport.
Yeah, know? There was another point-to-point in Burris House, actually, since we last spoke, Davey, the weekend before last. Yeah. So listen, thanks a mil for chatting to us. We'll talk to you again soon. Davey Russell there, Tom Harney before him.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.